The Quesnel Art Gallery opened its doors Thursday evening to allow people to see the newest exhibit, Bits and Pieces by the Quesnel Quilters Guild. An assortment of quilted crafts fill the gallery with everything from quilts to pillows to rope bowls and much more. Guild President Wynne McDevitt, Judy Cranis, the Guild's longest attending member, and Heather Foreman, Guild Treasurer, are three of the 33 members of the group. All of them have work on display in the gallery. One of the group's programs is to create quilts for RCMP members to have on hand in case they attend a scene where a child is involved, so they have something they can give the child. Our comfort quilt program started over 30 years ago with a small bundle of quilts being donated to the RCMP Victims Assistance Program, McDevitt said. The Guild made it their mandate to make quilts for children from newborn to age 16 who are dealing with a crisis or trauma in their lives. This remains to be our principal focus. She said that through grants and funding, the Guild has been able to support more than just victim services. They make quilts for Dunrovan Park Lodge, several units in G.R. Baker, Palliative Care, Amata Transition House, and more. The show is, as McDevitt explained, bits and pieces of items that Guild members made. Cranis has been part of the Guild for most of its existence. She had a friend who was one of the six founding members and joined the group not long after it formed. She was very talented and I just went to see what it would be like and I was artsy. I painted a bit and I started quilting, and I was hooked, Cranis said. Once you're hooked, you just get involved. We've been to national shows across Canada and I've done one international show. She told a story of how the Guild supports, and is supported, by the community. One of the members of the Guild knew a fire chief in the area whose grandson received a quilt. He was astounded at the stack of quilts and what we do. He went back to the fire hall. 12 firemen all put in $100 and gave it to us to put into fabric to be able to make more quilts. Foreman said the group relies on the community to let them know who might be uplifted by receiving a quilt. If they know of a child that needs a quilt, we deliver them to them instead of going through the hospital or whatever. And that's very emotional, Foreman said. She first began quilting out of boredom. I was living in Tumbler Ridge and I was really bored and there was a class at a sewing store there and I started going there and that was the end of it. I haven't stopped, she said. The Guild had around 70 members at its highest and has built a community of quilters who get to know each other and create their art with one another. We get together on a weekend at the Golden Center and the Saturday and Sunday are dedicated to making comfort quilts, McDevitt said. Just chatting with one another and helping one another out and seeing the different things, it's phenomenal. McDevitt had experience with using fabric to create different pieces before she began quilting. What she enjoys about her new medium is the variety of things that can be made from quilting. I was a dressmaker and I decided I didn't want to make clothes anymore, she said. So I branched out and took a couple of classes that were being offered at the time in Quesnel and here I am still today. And I love it. She encouraged people to see the variety of work the Quilters Guild creates and she believes people will be surprised by the pieces of art Guild members create. The work of the Quilters Guild will be at the Quesnel Art Gallery at 500 North Star Road until June 12. Starting on June 19, the next show will be Fur and Feathers with Bobby Crane.